Okay, Chefe, what we're going to do is go a teeny bit out of order. In other words, we got through Simon Kuf Tzadi Zayin. Kuf Tzadi Ches is massive. Those are the dinim of Chatzitzos. Kuf Tzadi Tes is the dinim of Chafifa, and Reish are the dinim of Tevila. What I'd like to do is, before Yontif, hopefully, cover Chafifa and Tevila, but we'll do Chatzitza, Kuf Tzadi Ches, after Yontif. Now, just a word to the wise when it comes about Chafifa. Chafifa is basically that a woman prepares herself to go to the mikvah, and you try to avoid all chatzitza shaylas. Our goal in life is never to have a chatzitza shayla. If you have a chatzitza shayla, so then we're not doing well. And the Ramban points out in his halachos that basically a woman should not be too nervous about chatzitza shaylas. She should do a chafifa properly. And when you do the chafifa properly, b'derech klal, you're not going to have an issue. Let me just read you the Ramban. And this is, by the way, just the hadracha, b'derech klal. Many women are very nervous about going to the mikvah, very nervous in particular about chatzitza issues in the mikvah. And this Ramban, if you ever teach chasanim and kalas, the Ramban, and you have a way from Yirtzeh Hashem, the Ramban is what you teach. Zok the Ramban, midinei hachatzitza, lo tov heyosa adam machmir yosem ridai, umechapes achar hasfekes lifsot viloso bedover hakal. Zok the Ramban, it's not good to be too machmir. Right, sounds modern orthodox, no? Not good to be too machmir and to look for sfeikus to passel the tevila. Ki im kain ein ledover saif. Ein ledover saif. By the way, einenu haroos, we see people who are mamish so nervous and they come home from the mikvah and every month they have a shayla. Ein ledover saif. Ella, acha shechofa farosha, v'sarka b'masreik, v'chofa faruchza, kol gufa b'chamin. After she does chafifas harosh, and she combed her hair, and she does chafifa, and she rinses her entire body b'chamin, v'nizhara levilti tiga b'shum davar chaytzeitz, v'tasa tevilosa b'pshitas evareha b'chol gufa, lo yachnes adam rosho b'sveikas hachamuras ha'she'en lahen keitz v'saif. Don't get involved in difficult sveikis. She'en lan kates v'sof. Kegoyin otzmai na ha'b'yoser. Sometimes a woman say, maybe my eyes were too closed. Kartza sifsoi seha b'yoser. Maybe my lips were too tight. Umish ar ha'sveikis. Ki mi yucha lahavchen bein otzma b'yoser. Ubein lo otzma b'yoser. Who can be mechalek between what's called otzma b'yoser and not? The Ramban, the end Ramban, the last Ramban in Perek Tes, the last Ramban in Hilchos Nida, tells us, don't be so worried. Do a proper chafifa. Right? So what we're going to do before Yontif and Yirtzeh Hashem is we're going to know what a proper chafifa is so that you're not too nervous. Too nervous is bad. So far, so good? Now, chafifa. What on earth is this thing? Mativoy shel uber zeh. Now, just like in order to properly understand chafifa, we have to know just like the aleph base of chatzitza. The Gemara tells me that there's chatzitza d'oraisa and chatzitza d'rabbanan and chatzitza of garnished mit garnished. For those of you who are actually in this yeshiva learning sukkah this year, I don't think any of you are, right? Well, maybe you're shol meisha for sukkah. I don't know. Two, three, four. Okay, so what's the din d'oraisa of chatzitza? What's the Gemara going to say at the beginning? Rubo makpid, right? If the chatzitza covers most of the body and you're makpid means you don't want it there. However we define that, we'll have to talk about that in Kuf Tzadi Ches. So that's a chatzitza d'oraisa. Midrabanan, if it's rov ve'eno makpid, or miyot umakpid, that's a chatzitza midrabanan. And if it's miyot ve'eno makpid, technically speaking, that is nothing. Miut veino makbed is technically speaking not a chatzitza. We have a chumrah that we try to get rid of everything before we go to the mikvah. And when we learn Kuf Tzadiches, we'll discuss where that comes from. Now, when we talk about chatzitza also, we distinguish between what we call the body and what we call the beis hasesarim. The beis hasesarim are the orifices inside the body. Orifice is a big word in English. For those of you who are not graduates of Yeshiva College, we will translate that orifice is...
a hole.
A hole. Good. Right? The beis hasesarim are the holes, the concealed parts of the body. The Gemara tells me that beis hasesarim, the water doesn't have to go in, but it has to be ro'oi l'bi'as mayim. It has to be that the water could go in. Meaning, if there's something there that the water could not get in, then it would be a chatzitza in beis hasesarim. There's a machlokas Tosus and the Ritva. Tosus in Kedushin Chafei and Tosus in Nida Samachvav. By the way, all of what we're learning now is Nida Samachvav. Tosus in Kedushin Chafei and Nida Samachvav says a chatzitza bebeis hasesarim is a din d'oraisa, meaning the din that it has to be ro'i l'bi'as mayim. Achor, it's a different type of chatzitza, no? The requirement of ro'i l'bi'as mayim is a din d'oraisa bebeis hasesarim according to Tosus. The Ritva is quoted in the Sitrei Tahara that chatzitza bebeis hasesarim is kol kulo midrabanan. Adkan. Now, the Gemara tells me above a kama, daf pebeis or so, that Ezra, right? Ezra, by the way, is someone who's even older than I am, but we have the same name. So Ezra instituted a number of takanos. As far as I know, his last name was Schwartz, because it's the most common Jewish name, and Mestama, that was his name. But
I think it was
Sofer. What? What was that?
I think it was Sofer.
Silver. Sofer. Maybe. Could be. I don't know. So Ezra made a takana that Shetehe Isha Chofefes V'Tovelas, that a woman, before she goes into the mikvah, should do a chafifa. That's a takana of Ezra. The Gemara in Nida Samach Vav tells me that there are certain things that you should not use for chafifa. Don't use like various soaps and lotions for chafifa, because they will basically make the hair get stuck together. L'cha'ora, the idea of chafifa is to make sure that there is no chatzitza in the hair. So what Ezra instituted is that you do this chafifa. Now, another introduction. Chatzitza in the hair, the Gemara says, is if I have one hair that's tied on itself, that's a chatzitza. If I have three hairs that are tied together, that's very loose, it's not a chatzitza. If I have two hairs, I'm masupik. You have to make sure there's no hairs that are tied together. To make sure that no hair is tied together, Ezra institutes chafifa. And the Gemara Nida tells me things that you can't use for chafifa. Various types of soaps cannot be used. The Gemara says you should not use cold water for chafifa, because anyone who's ever taken a shower during the 9 days, during your stage in life when you tried to be frum, right, you realize, right, before you came to our yeshiva, you realize Rav Salaf Eichik is make on showering during the 9 days. So if you ever tried to shower in the 9 days during your frum stages of life, you know that your hair feels yuckier after a cold shower than it felt before a cold shower, no? The hair after a cold shower is all stuck together, correct? Those of you who have hair can comment on this. Those of you who don't have hair, unfortunately, right, you can't comment. So that's the halacha. So you can't do chafifa with cold water because it will stick the hair together. Then the Gemara says, "Amar Rav la'olam yilamed on the masech beisor shtei isha meiticha beis k'mateha b'mayim." That what a woman should do is she should rinse off her cracks, crevices, orifices of the body with water. Now, the pashtus in this entire Gemara is that we talk about hair getting stuck together. So what we're really saying is that chafifa is a din in hair. You have to comb your hair, because the hair is likely to have chatzitzas, So you have to comb your hair beforehand. And we tell you what not to use. Don't use cold water. Don't use various things that will stick the hair together. That's the pashtus. And that is the shita of the Rabbi Nutam. Rabbi Nutam says, "Techafifa lo shaycha ella." There are two versions in Rishonim in the Rabbi Nutam. The way the Torah quotes it, and our Taisvis has it like this also, the Chafifa lo shaycha ella b'roish. Chafifa lo shaycha ella b'roish, meaning not only hair, but head hair. No? And the Prisha in Os Dalet explains that when the Rabbi Nutam is saying the Chafifa is only on head hair, that means, by the way, there is hair on other parts of the body, but Zuck the Prisha, the hair on the other parts of the body is not as subject to Chafifa because it's not as long. Head hair is longer, no? And when you have long hair, it's more likely it's going to get tangled. It's more likely it's going to get, well, like dirty, no? So therefore there's a need for Chafifa on head hair, according to the Rabbi Nutam. However, the Balei HaTaisis on Samach Vav Amud Beis quote that Rabbeinu Shmaya wrote in a machzor b'shem Rashi. Now, just word. Talmidei Rashi were fascinating, no? Rashi was fascinating. By the way, what's the longest 25 minutes in Jewish history? This is Dr. Berger's joke. 1040 until 1105. Right? Those are Rashi's years, no? It's more than 25 minutes. Right? 1040 until 1105 is Rashi. Rashi revolutionized Talmud Torah, Kayadua. We can't even imagine learning a Pasuk Chumash or learning a piece of Gemara without Rashi. It's Kimat Nachayich, no? Like, Gemara Rashi, it's like two fingers. No, that's what they teach you in elementary school, right? You have two fingers on the place all the time. Gemara Rashi goes together. Chumash Rashi, it's mamish, like mother's milk. By someone who doesn't know Chumash Rashi, it's not just that the forget about not being a Talmud Chacham, a person's a Gans Am HaAretz. Chumash Rashi, it's basic to Yiddishkeit, no? Basic to Yiddishkeit, Chumash Rashi. Rashi was a tremendous Rosh Hashiva also. And the Talmidim of Rashi revolutionized Halacha in Ashkenaz. And the Talmidim of Rashi got involved in certain areas of Halacha, or areas of Torah, more broadly speaking, which were not as popular later on. So there are Perushim of Talmidim of Rashi on almost all of Tanakh, no? There are areas of Halacha that Talmidim of Rashi wrote Halachic short monographs. If you look in Avram Grossman's English language book on Rashi, which is better than his Hebrew book on Rashi because it's more recent, there is a massive amount that Talmidim of Rashi came out with. They worked on Piyut. And Talmidim of Rashi also did something which was, I don't know unique, but close to unique of Talmidim of Rashi, that they wrote Sidurim, or Machzorim. Right? So the Machzor Vitri is by Reb Simcha Vitri. Rabbeinu Shemaya, who's one of the four major Talmidim of Rashi, wrote Sidurim. Now, writing a Sidur is a big deal, because what that means is that you are putting down in Ksav what people were doing. And Sidurim don't only have, you know, what the text that you say, they have Hilchos Tefillah thrown in. And we know so much about Rashi from his Talmidim. Right? Rashi didn't write an autobiography, no? But we know so much about Rashi from... You could listen, by the way, this past summer I gave a series of Shirim on Rashi in my shul. You could listen to the series over Chol HaMoed or something. Hopefully you'll enjoy it. But the Talmidim of Rashi made contributions to Nusach HaTfilah, in part because Rashi was so precise in Gersais, no? How often do you have a piece of Gemara that Rashi writes, Hachi Garsinon? That means that what Rashi is doing is he's paying careful attention to the text, to the words. And Talmidei Rashi picked that up from their Rebbe. And therefore they wrote Sidurim. So you have a Machzor of Rabbeinu Shmaya, one of the main Talmidim of Rashi, where he quotes the Rebbe, Rashi, with a halacha about Chafifa. That Rashi says that Chafifa is not only on the head, but Chafifa is on the entire body. L'cha'ayra, that means, right, that for Rashi, Chafifa does not just mean hair. Everywhere on the body has to be washed off well. That's the din of Chafifa. Now, everyone and their uncle asks Akasha on Rashi, Rashi, why do you tell me that Chafifa is on the entire body? But we learned that Chafifa is on the hair. So the Sidri Tahara in Sifkat and Tess basically says as Zoi. You know, Rashi writes in Bava Kamma that Chafifa has to be with a masreif, with a comb. What Rashi basically means is as follows. The Gemara is giving us examples of Chafifa on the hairy parts of the body, maybe only on the head, like we explained within the Rabbi Nutam, the way we have the gears and tenses. But really, what Rashi holds up the Sidrei Tahara and Sifkat and Tess is that Chafifa does not mean to wash. Chafifa means to scrub, to scratch, to do girud. Right? That's the Hebrew word, girud. Now, girud on my hair can only be done with a comb. Girud on my body can be done with rubbing. Now, what Rashi is saying is that I hold that Chafifa has to be not just going in water, but Chafifa involves scrubbing, right? It involves girud, scratching. And the reason why we say the hair is because the hair is the area that's most likely to have chatzitzes, but anywhere in the body really requires a thorough cleansing, the type of cleansing which involves a comb. Which involves a comb. Now, this, by the way, is found in the Sidrei Tahara Sifkat and Tess, Dibur Hamaskel Hinei. Sidrei Tahara is teaching me that Chafifa has got to be with scratching, with rubbing. Now, what we basically have is Azoi. There's a big machlokas harishonim, right? The Balei HaTosfos have on Samach Vav. Rabbeinu Tam says Chafifa is only on the hair. Rashi says it's on the entire body. Let me tell you a story. Once upon a time, we got married. And shortly after we got married, I think in Shana Rishona still. I think it was still in Shana Rishona. So my wife has to go to the mikveh. And she's supposed to go to the mikveh on a Friday night. So it's already a nervous time. And our bad luck, good luck, whatever, there is no hot water in our building. It's a minig Washington Heights sometimes. If you think you're going to Israel, it's going to be better. You're wrong, right? There is no hot water in the building. So what do you do about a chafifa? So first thing you do is you pick up a phone, right? These are shaylas. Any shayla involves practical stuff. You call Rabbi Warlick, no? If it's straight halacha, come to a corner of Shechter. Rav Shechter, you know, is the type of Jew, they ask him what bracha you make on a black apple, and he'll answer it. Rabbi Willig is the type of Jew, you ask him what bracha to make on a black apple, and you say, there ain't no black apple. No? You know what I'm talking about? Like, Rabbi Willig is much more mitzias focused. Is this correct, Trevor? Jeremy, am I right? Okay, good. No idea. Good. Agree. So I call Rabbi Willig. What did I do? So Rabbi Willig is trying to arrange that There used to be a couple here who was living in the dormitory, and they were in charge of the dorm, that maybe we should be maybe my wife should be able to get into their apartment to do her chafifa of Shabbos. It's like complicated. So I'm like, it's not working. So I asked Rabbi Willig, you know, can we just, you know, heat up hot water? Because chafifa requires hot water. 1 second. I'm in the middle of saying shir. Can I call you back in 5 minutes? So, maybe just heat up hot water and use the hot water on the mekaymos haseir, on the body, on the hair, and on the other hairy parts of the body. Use the hot water there, and the rest of the body, you could do a chafifa without hot water. Because the din of hot water is only on the hairy parts, no? Because the whole yisoid of hot water is that it doesn't get all tangled. So that was the Eitzah that we had. Rabbi Willig says, yeah, that probably works. It turns out, Baruch Hashem, the hot water ended up coming on like with enough time before Shabbos that it worked out. Right? So it was okay. But I just remember this conversation. Now, look in the Sidrei Tahara. By the way, all of Torah is found in the Sidrei Tahara, no? So the man is awesome. So, Sidrei Tahara Sifkat and Zayin says, "Af agav de chafifas haseyar lo asu b'mayim karem elam mishum shemesabchen haseyar v'zelo shayech be chafifas she'ar haguf mikom makom ein lechalek bin chafifas harosh u'bein u'she'ar hamakayim es chafifas she'ar haguf ela tochof hakol b'chamimi v'chei mashmu b'poskim." Says the Sidrei Tahara that don't do Ezra Schwartz's Eitzah, no? Because Sidrei Tahara says, basically, you shouldn't be machalik. You should do chafifa with hot water everywhere. Now, obviously, if it's not shayach, it's not shayach, no? But the Sidrei Tahara is telling a yesod that although the svara would be the chafifa with hot water, it's only shayach on the hairy parts, nonetheless, you should do chafifa everywhere only with hot water. Nirlafi in the estate, that the Pisrei Tshuva disagrees, no? Look at the Pisrei Tshuva Sivkot and Aleph. Pisrei Tshuva writes, again, it says in Shulchan Aruch, quoting from the Beis Yosef, that when you do chafifa, you should use water. Don't use sha'ar mashkim, no? Meaning, don't take honey to use as your... I was always bothered by this halacha, no? That technically you could do Netilas Yadayim, or Mayim Achroinim, with honey, no? Won't your hands become dirtier with honey than they would without honey? You ever thought... Were you ever bothered by this, Kasha? You were, right? Because... Did we do Netilas Yadayim when you were my share? Don't think so. Okay. I've been bothered by this, Kasha, for a long time. But the...
Maybe their honey was less thick.
What?
Maybe their honey was less thick.
I think their honey should have been thicker.
Wild honey is like real.
Right?
That Udip?
I think so. I think unprocessed honey is much thicker than our processed honey.
Trader Joe's honey.
What?
Trader Joe's honey.
Okay. There you have it. So now, the Taz writes, the reason I shouldn't use Sha'ar Mashkim is because the Sha'ar Mashkim will be stuck in the Kemet, in the cracks of the body, and it will harden over there, and that will be a chatzitza, no? Imagine doing chafifa with wine. So the wine might get stuck in your armpit, and you'll have, right? You'll have, what's it called? You'll have residual wine. The Badi HaShulchan is bothered by the kasha that Yayin Yovesh is takanat a chatzitza. That's already detailed. Maybe Devash would be a chatzitza. Well, we have to figure it out. But look in the Pisrei Tshuva. Pisrei Tshuva quotes at the Chamudi Daniel Ksav Yad says, "L'cha'ore nirish b'sha'ar haguf she'ein shon kemet muter b'sha'ar mashkim." I could do chafif b'sha'ar mashkim the rest of my body. L'cha'ore, the Chamudi Daniel is disagreeing with the Sidrei Tahara, because the Sidrei Tahara is saying that we make a gezera of sha'ar haguf atu the mekayim haseyar, and the Chamud Daniel says, not like that. Now, one could argue, however, that there is a distinction. You see, let's go back a teeny bit. Rashi holds that chafifa is on the entire body. Rabbi Yishmael puts Rashi, chafifa means rub the entire body. Rabbi Yitam says only the hair. Maybe only the head hair. The Ramban quotes the same shita, the hair in the entire body. But be it as it may, machlokes Rashi and Rabbi Yitam. How do I paskin? So I paskin, zok the shach, that Takanas Ezra fundamentally is bechafifas seyar. Shenahagu lahachmir lachuf lehishtatev kol hagof. Zok the shach, that Takanas Ezra is only on the hair, but the minhag developed that we do the entire body. And this minhag l'cha'ura has Talmudic basis. Because the Gemara on the same daf, Samach Vav, no, the Gemara on Samach Ches, excuse me, the Goyin quotes it here in Ois Dalid, Avdi Chasarta, Dudi Chasarta. Dudi Chasarta means you don't have enough pots. The Gemara says that you should have a lot of pots and heat up a lot of water for Chafifa. Why am I heating up a lot of water for Chafifa? Because I don't like Rashi and I'm doing Chafifa on the entire body. Dudi Chasarta means that there's Talmudic basis to do Chafifa on the entire body, Nitvi the Rabbi Nutam. By the way, this is not Schwartz's Chiddush or the Goyin's Chiddush. If you look in Tosfos, the end of this Tosfos on Samach Vav, Tosfos basically says that Dudi Chasarta might mean that there's a minhag to heat up the water for the entire body. Oh, okay. But one second, what do I see though? I see from that Gemara, Dudi Chasarta, that they heat up for the entire body. L'cha'ira, that means a lot of pots for the whole body. Hot water for the whole body, no? One could say that there's Talmudic basis for the Sidra Taharas Din, that hot should be on the entire body, but there's no Talmudic basis for not using She'ar Mashkim on the entire body. Perhaps there is room to make such a distinction. Again, I'm not convinced that this is correct, whatever. Now the Shach tells me that although we do Chafifa on the entire body as the minhag, and we do Chafifa on the hair, Me'ikar Hadin, the Shach writes that there is a distinction between the type of Chafifa I do on my head hair and the type of Chafifa I do on my body hair. Chafifa on the head hair, I use?
Comb.
Chafifa on the body hair, you run through with your fingers. You run through the body hair with your fingers. As I state in Shach. Now, Yesh La'ayin, Ma Pesher Shel Dover Zeh. How can we explain this distinction? And it could go in one of two ways. It could go that fundamentally we hold like the Tosis and Tours version of the Rabbi Nutam, that only the hair on the head requires chafifa, and the hair of the rest of the body doesn't. Alternatively, we could say that no. Fundamentally, we hold the hair everywhere requires chafifa, but we hold that you don't need a comb for chafifa. All you need are fingers. Badei HaShulchan is mesupak about this point. I'd have to look through my notes exactly where it is. I don't remember. On page 106. Okay. The Badei HaShulchan basically says that his opinion is that the rest of the body, when I'm doing the chafifa on the hair of the rest of the body, the idea is that maybe there's some dirt stuck inside. So you'll get the dirt out with your fingers. But the head, the concern is nuts because it's longer. So that's why you need a comb. It happens that the Ramban in Perek Tes Halacha Beis is mufurash that fingers works for chafifa the same as a comb. Mefurish in the Ramban. And that's the maskon of the Badei HaShulchan. Then Me'ikar Hadin, a comb is not necessary. But this is against the Rav Sidrei Tahara, who in Sifkotin Vav, the Sidrei Tahara tells a story about the Shlus Yankiv. The Shlus Yankiv once got a shayla about a woman who's in the mikvah, and the woman, remember, she doesn't have a comb. So she decides to borrow a comb from her friend. And then the woman isn't sure if she actually used the comb. Zok the Shvus Yankiv, she's still Muteres L'Bayla, because presumably she ran through her hair with her fingers. Says the Sidre Tahara, send her back. Shus Yankiv was Megal. Sidre Tahara says, no! Chafifa requires a masrek, a kol. The Badi Ashokhan Paskin is Nitvi the Sidre Tahara. Yeah, it could be the Sidre Tahara himself would be Megal Bidiyavid. He only says send her back, like if, you know, this first night, the second night already, he wouldn't send her back, so maybe he would be Mekom. But Hayotze, the Badei HaShulchan, is Mekol, that if it does not have a comb, it's going to be okay. Okay. Let's just do one more kasha. I don't know if that's a kasha, but I'll say it like this. Ezra is misaken shetehe isha chayfefes v'tayvelas. What about if a man goes to the mikvah? Do you have to do chafifa? Good kasha, no? Look in the chidushim of the Cheshek Shlomo. The Cheshek Shlomo is a super duper genius. Reb Shlomo Levilna, no? In the chidushim Cheshek Shlomo in the back of Bava Kama Pei Beis, where he tainas 2 days. One opinion is shetehe isha chayfefes v'tayvelas because men don't have long hair. Is that true? I don't know. I mean, in our world, I think it's no longer true, no? There are men with long hair. There are also women with short hair. I don't know. But the Cheshek Shlomo says, Isha chofefes v'tovelas, men don't have long hair. Then he says, maybe Isha chofefes v'tovelas is a takon of Ezra, but Ezra made different takonas at different stages of his life, and the takon of Ezra for chafifa is before the takon of Ezra that men should go to the mikvah. Men should go to the mikvah min hatayra. Yeah, but not during golos. That's only for etum and tahara. During golos, men wouldn't go to the mikvah. Maybe Ezra made takon of chafifa before men are going to the mikvah again with his other takon. That's what the Cheshek Shlomo suggests. The nafkamina, of course, is when men go up on Har HaBayis. Again, I am not saying whether it's mutter to go on Har HaBayis or not. That shayla is both halachic and political. But when a man goes up on Har HaBayis, so the Rabbanut HaRashit does not allow men to go on Har HaBayis, no? Does not allow women to go on Har HaBayis. According to the Rabbanut, that's what's going on Har HaBayis at all. But even though those who allow going up on Har HaBayis say you should do a chafifa beforehand, no? Do a chafifa beforehand. Men or women should do a chafifa. So that's a shayla. Look at the Cheshek Shlomo over there. It's just an interesting marah. Makom. I'd like to give shir tomorrow as well, Mirat Hashem. Okay? Because this week, as you know, we have a Passover holiday coming up, so I'd like to try to give shir tomorrow, and we should have a wonderful and blessed day.